MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Environment Department's new regulations are targeting 16 facilities across the state, informing those facilities they need to cut back emissions to meet new standards. Facilities on the list include power stations, chemical processing plants, and oil and gas facilities, ranging from the Four Corners to the southeast part of the state, with the goal to reduce more than 23,000 tons of pollution in 9 areas, including Carlsbad Caverns National Park.
The areas that we selected, you know, Bandelier, Bosque de la Paz, Carlsbad Caverns, Gila Wilderness, there's a reason why these lands are protected by the federal government, because they have special natural and cultural values.
NMED Environmental Protection Division Director Michelle Miano said, the NMED say they don't expect any facilities to have a problem complying and meeting the new standards. And Lee County Commissioners approved about $6.15 million to widen and resurface 21 miles of county roads, an investment targeting improved driver safety. Lee County Manager Corey Needham said due to heavy industrial use, 15 miles of Maljamar Road is set to receive about $3.8 million worth of upgrades that includes the widening and resurfacing of the road. The road will be widened to 32 feet with a 1-inch thick overlay. Stiles Road will have a 5.5-mile upgrade at a cost of around $2.3 million between New Mexico Highway 18 and Bensing Road. That project will widen the road to 32 feet with better surfacing. And the Seminole, Texas City Council will hold a special meeting at 3 p.m. on Wednesday to discuss and adopt the requirements for licensing and operations of game rooms, and to consider and approve a contract for financing construction of a new public works warehouse. The council will also go into executive session to discuss the purchase of real property, consult with the city attorney, and economic negotiations. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.